Leroy!
I thought that was appropriate for this Black Friday because that's what's going on out there.
Yes, oh my God.
Even our local newscaster referred to shoppers out there Black Friday as zombie shoppers.
It's bad when they do it because they don't even, they're not even as into the games as we are.
He said he saw people out in their slippers and robes shuffling along going, deal, deal. I should have went out my
own money. Deal. Why is my text section not pulling up?
Ginger, you do realize we're live. Ginger's having her pre-show conversation with you all.
I know. Well, it was a different one.
All I have to say is, in regards to deals, is I am not out shopping, obviously, but my lovely cousin is. And girl, if you didn't pick up my crock pot, it is on. Okay, anyway, how are you guys doing? How you doing, Ginger?
I am doing wonderful. I am excellent. It's awesome.
Did you have lots of good turkey? And
I had lots of good turkey. Lots of good turkey. Tried to avoid too much of the bad stuff, but yeah.
Avoided it. Was all bad.
Girl, it's like the one day when everybody just totally pigs out. It's, yeah.
I think one year I'm going to cook like a healthy, everything's going to be healthy Thanksgiving. We'll see how many people show up at my house for that. I'm not going to tell them until they get there, of course. Because that's how you have to do that.
Yeah. We had, I went to friends and we had a couple of extra people that we didn't exactly expect.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually really good. I had lots of little kids running around. I got climbed on. I got, here, let me show you this. Let me show you that. And look at my Barbie doll. And that was fun. And I mean, like I said, it was a lot of fun. It's really nice. We sat around. We watched BF3 trailers. We watched gameplay of different games and all sorts of fun stuff. It was really nice. I liked it. How was yours?
Lots of traveling, and I was very concerned. As y'all know, I'm paranoid. I was just convinced somebody was going to run into me with a truck. But
yeah. My friends tried to talk me into going to the Thursday night shopping.
Mm-mm.
I was like, no.
Let me tell you how hardcore one of my cousins is. After I travel to the second house, she comes in with a bag, and the bag is full of sale papers. And when I say full, I mean I thought there was like a pie in it is how thick the stack was. And she lays them all out on the table. She's got them lined up, and she is mapping out which stores she is going to. She does this every year. So that's why I know she better get my crock pot. But I'm telling you, it was...
Yeah, something about there were some kind of crazy little dolls on sale at Walmart or something that were like usually $30 and were down to $10. Some creepy little dolls or something. I was like, I'm not going.
Was it the La La Loopsie? Because, yeah, none of the little girls in my family like La La Loopsie.
No, I don't know. Some kind of undead dolls or something, I want to say.
Oh, the Monster High
or something. Oh, yeah, there we go.
They love those. Those are the little, I call them little girl goths, Monster High. Yeah, the little girls love
them. They're kind of cute. They remind me of those other bobble-headed dolls that were in competition with Barbie, and I don't like either one.
Oh, the Bratz?
Yeah.
Well, the Monster High dolls have more than just the bobblehead. See, you got to keep up, Ginger. You're a tante. You're an aunt. But I am.
Yeah. But no, I'm trying to teach them to, like, you know, FPS and video games and stuff like that and call people noobs. And
this is a gateway to that because, you know, the Monster High thing is allowing them to accept that you don't have to be pretty and shiny like the Barbie, the Monster High. Now, the ones I got for them last year, I could find no two alike, unfortunately. So somebody got a Cleopatra, but the Cleopatra is not the, you know, Elizabeth Taylor version. She's a mummy. But her bandages are sparkly.
That sounds cool. Sparkly bandages.
Yeah, they're white and they have a little gold edge to them. And then she has the whole, you know, crown and the asp. And I thought that was adorable. Then I got one that was a witch and she had a snake wrapped around her arm.
See,
and
that's so cute.
Yeah, so then of course they have the dark eye makeup. But they're not all big heads. The big head ones are supposed to be for the little ones because, you know, they put stuff in the mouth. So, but really, really nice dolls. They have a whole line of purses. Remember I told you I had one last year that wanted the coffin-shaped purse? Which I was like, is that a coffin? That is a coffin. Oh, okay. That's what they want. All right. Okay. It was cute, though. I will say that much. I'd carry it. Anyway.
I'm over here singing anyways, and you can't hear me because I muted myself because I was coughing.
Well, that's all right, because you get to go first, and then after Ginger goes, I got some news you guys got to hear if you're planning on shopping for the rest of the Christmas holidays. Shopping ever in life, things I didn't even think about. And, you know, we're pretty smart here. So some safety tips I didn't think about. I was kind of like, I can't believe I didn't know about that. But anyway, what you got, Ginger?
Well, you know, it's the day after Thanksgiving, and most of y'all are starting your diets before, you know, you crash them on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then again at New Year's. So, yeah, we're going to help you out. Start a fitness party at home and get your body rocking with the Zumba Fitness 2 video game on Wii in UK stores now. Yeah.
That's called I'm Going to Just Die. Don't do that the day after Christmas.
505 Games, a global publisher of video games, along with Zumba Fitness LLC, today announced that the Zumba Fitness 2 video game, sequel to the best-selling dance fitness video game, is available now at retailers nationwide. The original Zumba Fitness game is the number one fitness title of 2011, selling more than 4 million copies worldwide, with over 1 million of those in the UK. Zumba Fitness 2 builds on the solid foundation set forth by its predecessor and amps up the experience with all new routines, hit music customization features, and 24 dance styles, more than any other game. Join the party with Zumba Fitness 2 video game launch trailer, which I'm going to have up for you on Game Matrix in a minute. Apparently, I forgot the trailer. Featuring hot new music tracks, electrifying choreography. Who's making noise? Stop.
That would be you.
You've been doing that all day. There we go. Yes. It was the Zumba Fitness video starting. New venues and double the number of dance styles with the original video game, the Zumba Fitness 2 video game invites players to party their way into shape with a fun and proven program. Get moving with amazing Zumba presenters Beto, Tanya Beardsley, and Gina Grant as they guide you through each exhilarating routine, ranging from merengue and hip-hop to Bollywood and Latin pop. You know what? I'm going to go get this later. For the first time, players can customize their own class with their favorite routines and track calories burned. Whether playing in single song, full class, or multiplayer mode with support for up to 4 dancers, players will have a blast with this unique dance fitness experience that shapes tones and transforms their bodies and makes them forget they're even exercising. All right, so we've got a couple of additional features in Zumba Fitness 2. We've got 32 electrifying new routines and contagious music tracks with international beats that now include hits from today's hot artists, including Pitbull, Nicole Scherzinger, Yolanda Be Cool, and D-Cup. From fan page, cannot talk, energy thing kicking in. All right, so fan favorites like salsa and reggaeton to all new styles like Bollywood, reggae.
Wait. Let me stop.
Reggaeton.
Reggaeton. Oh, yes. I needed to correct you because reggaeton people are crazy. That's a whole Jamaican and Latino thing. Yeah, those people, when you put them together, great music, dangerous people. I don't want them cutting my ginger. And I can't stand against that kind of cutting. That's epic.
Don't cut me. Bollywood, reggae, Latin pop, and Paso Doble.
Wow. I like Paso Doble.
Players can learn 24 different dance styles from all over the world. That's more than twice the number in the original best-selling game. Select your favorite routine in single-song mode, take a class designed by Beto, Gina Grant, or Tanya Beardsley, or craft your own playlist in full-class mode. You can even take it slow and learn the steps tutorial before you dive into the choreography. I can't talk. Invite your friends to join in the fun in multiplayer mode that supports up to 4 players. Dance it up in 5 dynamic new environments, from a Miami yacht to a Los Angeles nightclub. Dance and interact with top Zumba instructors Beto, Tanya Beardsley, and Gina Grant. I cannot. Whoa. The exclusive Zumba Fitness belt is included inside every box so you can holster your Wii remote and naturally move to the music. This sounds like fun. So again, I'm going to have the video up on Game Matrix in just a moment. I've got the story. So, you know, since I just totally tripped over it and y'all are thinking, what the? You can check it out in just a minute.
Well, I like paso doble. It's a very angry dance, so that's always good. Very, very angry. Quite angry. All right, so I got some tips I stole from a Mr. Michael, and one Mr. Michael Gray, who is a cybersecurity expert. I didn't get all of his tips this morning, but I wanted to share these because, you know, today is Black Friday, but Monday is Cyber Monday. So obviously quite a few of you will be at home and shopping straight from your chair, or you're out of town still and you're deciding, you know, I'm at the airport or I'm at the hotel. I think I'll just go ahead and run downstairs and use their computer. Let me tell you why you're not going to do that here in just a second. Okay, this was one of the first things that he said, and we have been telling you guys this for years now. Just because you have a Mac does not mean you are safe. You still need antivirus. You still need to be careful about what you click on and download. The Mac is not a special little machine. It's still a computer by all intents and purposes. It's just a computer that's made by Apple, but it's still a computer. So you need to be very, very careful about...
It still has vulnerabilities. The only reason why it wasn't attacked as much was because Microsoft was being used more.
And the more people...
Of course, you know, if you're going to make a hack to be stealing people's information, you're going to go for the bigger group of people. And Mac is now becoming that big group of people. So guess what? It's y'all's turn to be screwed over.
Amen. So, in keeping with that... you guys need to be very careful, those of you who love to go over to your local, Starbucks and use the computer. Now, normally, this is probably not a problem for you. You use it all the time. But during the holidays, they're saying that it's very easy for someone to, I forgot what he called the antenna, but it looks just like a wireless connection. You know, the wireless antennas people usually take with them, but it's larger. And this one is going to be hard for you to spot because usually there's so many people in the Starbucks. So with that one, they can sit there and get all your information right there in the Starbucks. So you got to be very careful. Just keep an eye out. Look around. Also be careful what network you're connecting to in the Starbucks because they can make it look like it is Starbucks or McDonald's or wherever you're using your computer at the hotspot. What they're recommending is don't shop at Starbucks. Don't decide to shop unless you have your own, you know, internet. Like if you're with, say, Verizon and you have your... You know,
and even then, people, so many of those wireless connections are not encrypted. They're so easy to pick up. And the tools to pick that kind of thing up, so cheap on the internet. I couldn't tell you where to get them, but I've seen them.
Now here's another one that I didn't even think of. It did not even occur to me. And I'm guilty of doing this because you go, you know, visit relatives or for us, we're at conferences. And sometimes the hotel computer's connection is faster than yours. So you go downstairs to use it. But what they're saying is the new hotness, as far as cyber criminals go, is taking a jump drive and plugging it into the back of the hotel computer with a keylogger installed.
Yes, and nobody tends to look at those. And they're tiny. They look just like part of the plug half the time.
So they're saying make sure when you're out, try to use your own computer or connection, or try to limit your use of, you know, things like checking your bank account to your phone because you have more control over that connection. Also, they said if you don't have your own connection, if you don't have, you know, say Cricket Mobile's one that has, you know, a mobile, you know, Wi-Fi that's encrypted, if you don't have those, just wait. Just don't do it. Don't shop. They're also saying on Monday, be sure you pay very close attention to what you're clicking on. Don't do searches for things and then click the first thing that comes up because what the hackers are doing, of course, is black hat thing. Why can't I think today? But anyway, they're pushing their search results up to the top. And
yes,
their search results are going to take you somewhere else. It looks like it's Amazon, but it's not.
No.
So make sure you are paying attention. Also, you want to look in the top where, you know, HTTP. You want to look for the HTTPS. Again, they can still get you with that, but it's harder. So it's more trouble. So at least make it harder for them. They're also saying those of you, and this one I don't particularly like because I think it's stupid to punish somebody for not having a credit card, but your credit card is actually safer for you to use when shopping online. The reason being the credit card companies can give you your money back immediately, whereas if you use a debit card, it's going to take you a little while. You'll get your money back, but it's going to take a little while, so if you really need your money, be careful of that. And also they're saying make sure you visit sites that you know. Don't decide, you know, my friend told me there's this website. You're not really sure of the name, and you go type it in the search, and you end up somewhere where you don't know if it's not the normal site. If you shop at Amazon all the time, you want to shop at Amazon, because if there's something wrong with the site, if you frequent it, you're going to notice faster.
Yes.
So those are a couple tips that Mr. Michael Gray had. Make sure you guys are safe. You Mac people, get your antivirus installed if you're going to be shopping at home. And I thought this was just an interesting tip. You know, most people think today is the busiest shopping day of the season. It is not.
Is it not?
No.
When is the busiest day?
The Saturday before Christmas.
Oh, God, yes.
So that's your deadline, people. If you didn't want to shop today and you're like, I'm going to go when it's not busy, don't wait till the Saturday before Christmas, because it's going to be 10 times worse. You guys be careful out there. Please no elbowing people in the eye, because that's what my cousin was saying last night. She's going home and put on her son's football pads and things and helmet before she went to the store. I was like, okay, see, that's why I don't do Black Friday, because I would be the person you'd see on the news for, you know, punching somebody.
Yeah.
That is my crock pot.
No, thankfully, no. I sent a list to my mother. I was like, this is, yeah.
I was most impressed with my family yesterday is that we all pull out the papers to look at electronics, and nobody needed anything. They didn't need any iPads, no consoles. Everybody has everything, and they knew what they had.
Mm-hmm.
They knew, you know, oh, I already picked up, you know, the iPad 2, or I don't need an iPad 2. I have the first one. What's the point? Oh, it's more space. I don't need more space. I'll clear it off. I was so impressed. Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Yes. That is awesome.
I didn't have to answer any questions. Yay!
my mom emailed and was like, all right, this is, you know, about the amount I'm planning on spending on everybody individually. Make your list. Let me know what you want, or, you know, at least have an idea of what you want. And, so that was easy. I went to Newegg and picked out, you know, a couple of things that I liked. And I was like, here, and you can even order them. Here's the link. It was nice. It was very nice. So, you know, no surprises on Christmas Day, because, you know, I love you people. I love you family. If you're listening, I have like 6 waffle irons. I don't need any more. Thanks.
Okay, Jay Dukes. First of all, we forgot to say good morning to you. Boobs.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Jay Boobs. Boobs.
And here. We are out of pie.
Boobs.
I'm out of pie. Ginger made, you know.
I made pumpkin pie. Well, I would say from scratch, but it's not technically from scratch because I made it from the can, but. Still, I made pumpkin pie.
I'm out of pie, but I got tons of red velvet cake and cookies. Feel free to come by. Anybody take this from me.
There is nothing like that in my house. Any of the food that I made, I left at my friend's.
I should have done that because, oh, God. I looked in the refrigerator this morning and go, why did I do this?
I was like, I don't need this. I'm not going to take this home. Here, y'all can have it.
There is stuffing in my refrigerator. There is cranberry sauce, and there is red velvet cake. And I took some
around a military base, and they had taken in some of the airmen that weren't able to go home for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So they took in a couple of airmen for kind of adopted Thanksgiving. And anything that was left over, we packed up in Tupperware and sent home with them.
You know what? You gave me an idea. I may go down to the store and buy some little containers and walk around and just hand out to homeless people and be like, you know, have a Thanksgiving. You didn't even have to go stand in line. Here, just eat it.
Yeah. You know what? And I've done that before. I've seen people, probably not my brightest idea, but I have seen homeless people, you know, they're walking down the street. It's rainy. It's cold. I feel bad for them. I'll go and I'll grab a hot meal at the nearest wherever. And, I mean, it's probably not the most healthiest thing, but it's food.
Well, you know,
and I'll go and track them back down. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I don't know y'all. Y'all don't know me. I'm chasing you down a dark street. But here's food.
I will tell you, I was homeless once. So I'm going to tell you, as a former homeless person, that is always appreciated. Somebody handing you something. And two, sometimes I like to cut the middleman when helping homeless people. I will tell you why. Having been homeless and being at the Goodwill Center, and the Goodwill Center is excellent, don't get me wrong, here in Houston, but some at the time they had some not-so-nice ladies working there. So the clothes that you all were donating, sometimes nice clothes that would help some men and women really, you know, go out and interview and get on their feet, these women would pick through and take out this stuff.
See, that's not cool.
Underwear donated, like I think a company donated one of those giant industrial-sized trash cans of underwear, you know, for little girls and women, and, you know, the bras, the panties. They went through and picked through all the ones they like, and then they gave the rest to the people. So, I'm not saying that's going on, you know, now. I'm not saying that everybody there was doing it, but I know one woman specifically was doing it. So sometimes when I'm going to do something nice that thought pops in my head, and I'd rather just cut out the middleman. Here's a nice scarf. I made this. I got 15 tons of yarn, and I'm not going to do anything with this. You know, have a good Christmas, or, you know, have a good whatever. So keep that in mind when you're helping people. If you're really into helping, go down and check out the facility. Not during the holidays, because everybody's on their P's and Q's there during the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, maybe right now when you go, because it's just fresh off of Thanksgiving, you might, you know, get a good glimpse. Just go down there and, you know, kind of stand around and watch. If they'll let you get in. Sometimes yeah. the cops are keeping you out. But
because yeah. I have to say, you know, I am the world's worst about holding on to things for, like, forever. And then I finally go and pack them up into boxes, and that's exactly where I take them. I take all my clothes, all my dishes that I'm not going to use, because I had, like, 3 sets of cookware and whatnot. And I was like, I only need one.
You can only use one at a time.
And people keep, every Christmas, it never fails, somebody buys me a set of dishes, which is really sweet. Except that I already have a set of dishes, and, well, actually, I think I have, like, 4 packed up. And so I just take the box that's unopened, and I take them down to the Goodwill. Somebody, hopefully, can use them.
Then you know how to curve that, right? Every time they give it to you. You keep giving me dishes. What are you trying to say? You don't like my dishes? You will never get another set of dishes.
Well, it's kind of funny. I have a set that were my grandmother. She was a hippie. And they're, like, green, and they're glass, and they're see-through, and they're so cool-looking. And I'm like, everybody else is like, God, they're so ugly. And I'm like, I don't care. I think these are neat.
Okay, I want a picture of that because it sounds cool.
They're packed. I'll have to find them because I think they're awesome.
Now, is it your turn or my turn? Oh, we got all off track.
I think it may be my turn.
And I'm thinking about stuffing now. I want it and don't want it.
All right. Oh, more PlayStation Vita games, because PlayStation Vita is totally not out for several more months.
Mm-hmm.
Konami unveils a new Little King story for PlayStation Vita. Incredible new role-playing game heads to Sony Portable System. Konami Digital Entertainment, GmbH, has announced a new role-playing title entitled New Little King Story for Sony's forthcoming PlayStation Vita handheld entertainment system. The game, a sprawling role-playing epic, will be released in 2012. Set in a beautifully realized game world, New Little King Story follows the player as they assume the role of a king tasked with reclaiming his king. Why can't we be a queen? Anyway, with reclaiming his kingdom from an invader known only as the Nightmare. King Kurobo, a plucky 14-year-old royal, presides over a stricken land. The evil nightmare is running havoc, and the populace lives in fear as it preys on them. Thus, as Kurobo, the user must unite their subjects in order to fight back and reclaim the kingdom. New Little King's story takes the form of a roaming role-playing title, with the player recruiting the isolated pockets of subjects into a unified army. The game allows the user to move freely freely around the scrolling player in the search for recruits and for items that will aid the quest. The touch screen of the PlayStation Vita handheld entertainment system allows the player to control and arrange recruits and send them into battles or to search areas with simple finger movements, with groups of subjects easily marshaled and moved. The world of New Little King's story is packed with rounded characters, all of whom play a vital part in overthrowing the nightmare. Advisors and warriors will offer specific skills and attributes, adding skills to the growing army and enhancing their abilities. Similarly, the game map enjoys an incredible level of detail. The passing of time is shown as day turns to night, with the subjects needing to rest after their exertions, and the game world changing as Kurobo's army grows. Confidence returns to the land, and the subjects return to their normal routines as the tide turns against the nightmare. All right, so again, this is going to be released in 2012. I do have some screenshots that I'm about to put up, so check it out on Game Matrix in just a couple of minutes.
It sounds good, but I don't hear any special, ooh, it's PS Vita features. So it could easily be on any system.
Yeah, well, it is already out on the Wii.
Well, see. Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. All right, so you people that'll be doing some shopping Cyber Monday, I tried to do this 1 year, and I said never again. Cyber Monday is almost as bad as Black Friday to me. All of us crashing a website, not fun. Okay, so Amazon has just revealed a few of its deals via, well, can I actually grab this list? Hang on. I was actually going to borrow from our people's adventure, but we might actually be able to grab it. Ah, and there you have it. All right, so they've announced their blah, 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 Cyber Monday. You know what?
Blah, 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 blah.
You know, see, now my coffee's kicking in. Energy drinks, coffee, it's all kicking in at one time.
Yeah. Energy things are going to kill me today. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. Oof. Okay, so you should know you should know that your Cyber Monday deals are actually going to be available on the 27th, which is on Sunday. So you can wait till Monday, but it'll probably be gone. You can check out what they're going to have by going to Amazon.com/Cyber Monday. So along, of course, with the new $79 Kindle, if you managed not to get one during Black Friday today at Walmart and the numerous other places that had it, you also have your $99 Kindle Touch, your $149 Kindle Touch 3G, and, of course, your $199 Kindle Fire. Customers will find hundreds of great deals with free shipping. Yes, we said free shipping. Cyber Monday, of course, last year was Amazon's peak day last year. They had more than 13.7 million items ordered worldwide. They had a record-breaking 158 items sold per second. Okay, so the sneak peek of what they got, I know some of you are like, just get to it already. I know. Sony CyberShot. A 10.2-megapixel digital camera is $199 as of Monday. That's $150 off. A Pentax K5 digital SLR, just the body, $999. Ah, here's the one we're looking for, right? Microsoft Xbox 360, the 250-gigabyte holiday bundle, comes with Fable 3 and Halo Reach for $199. Yes, Nokia N8 unlocked, so you can use it wherever you want to for $299. Monster Diddy Beats headphones, $59.99. They were formerly $89. Remember, we told you about those months ago. I said they were too expensive. You're 50% off some select Hasbro games, so board games. Board games are still good. You got 50% off some select VTech electronic toys, 25% off of $100 or more on DeWalt tools, 40% off selected Techno Marine watches, freshwater cultured pearl button stud earrings. For those of you guys that forgot to get your girl something, these are very...
She totally fell out.
That's right. There's a set
you forgot.
Well, hey, I'm sure they did forget, and these are freshwater. Freshwater is expensive. They're normally $63. You get a set of three for $16.99, guys. You can put those away. You can have one for Christmas, for birthday, an anniversary. See how we're helping you out? Save 25% off of any orders of $75 or more on select brands of shoes and accessories. 60% off for sweaters for women, men, kids, and baby. Again, 60% off. If you don't want to leave the house and go to your Burlington's, that's a good way to go. You got your Bodum Bistro Electric Handheld Immersion Stick Blender. I would say don't buy it. I don't care how cheap it is. Those break. That's too much work. That's why I might as well start myself. You got your Mercer Cutlery Genesis 6-piece knife set for $99.95. Where is the tech stuff, dude? Okay, you can go over and check out the list, and we'll probably post it. And this one I will throw in just for good measure. I'm sure some of you know some little screaming teenager who wants Twilight. So the Twilight DVDs are $6.99 each if you can manage to snag you one from Amazon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, and this is another thing they wanted us to mention, because actually when I look, we do have the PR. Yay! Shoppers who want to ensure they're getting competitive prices when they're shopping in the retail stores could also use the Price Check by Amazon app for the iPhone, Android. You can check your price, scan the barcode, snap a picture, or whatever it is, save the product, and you'll see the customer reviews and the prices from Amazon and other online merchants. Customers can then make purchases using one-click ordering and delivery directly to their doorstep. That should help you if you want to make sure. And if you're like me, because, I need to check.
Yeah.
I'm going to check and make sure. Also, did y'all know Amazon was hiring for?
Really? What are they hiring for?
It's temps for the season. We can't get it because you have to be in Las Vegas, Nevada.
But you want to fly me out there? Yeah.
Yeah, they're temp employees. You will be packing stuff. Putting stuff in boxes to send out.
Yes, all right. So if you're in that area, you need a job. Hey.
Yeah, picking, packing, receiving, and shipping. You got to be able to lift 50 pounds, and you're going to be working 8 to 12-hour shifts, so bring it if you're going to do it.
Hey, a little extra spending money come the holidays, and we all know that the economy is kind of crappy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything that'll help out, right?
Yes, ma'am. Good luck to you all on Cyber Monday. I will be sitting here playing something because the servers will be clear, so then I can...
yes.
play me some APB Uninterrupted and play me some Fallen Earth and laugh and point at y'all. And after, look, after we do the podcast, of course, I would never do it during the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd never be shopping for stuff. Nope. All right, so I'm going to pull this story from Game Politics that actually came out Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday now. I had to look at the date. It was after our show, so we missed it. FCC wants further scrutiny of AT&T T-Mobile merger.
Get them.
AT&T is finding that making the $39 billion takeover of T-Mobile USA a reality will be an uphill battle. The mobile broadband operator expected the FCC and other U.S. government agencies to greenlight the merger. But this week, FCC Chairman Julius, I'm going to kill your name, dude, Genachowski, asked commissioners to send the proposal to a judge for a hearing and further scrutiny. FCC staff came to the conclusion that the proposed merger would be significantly diminish competition and lead to job losses. During a press briefing yesterday, FCC officials also disputed AT&T's claim that the merger would create new jobs and significantly spur the expansion of wireless high-speed internet. Analyst Jeffrey Silva at Medley Global Advisors believes that AT&T will have a long legal battle on its hands if it wants to salvage the deal. Silva says the FCC and DOJ work hand-in-hand. The FCC's move shows that AT&T has made no progress in the negotiations with the DOJ. It is yet another example of a government agency acting to prevent billions in new investment and the creation of thousands of new jobs at a time when the U.S. economy desperately needs both, says Larry Solomon, an AT&T spokesman. Yes, because we don't want you to have a monopoly. We don't want you to just, you know, run everything because y'all suck. Herbert Hovenkamp, a professor and an antitrust expert at the University of Iowa College of Law, tells Bloomberg that the FCC's version of a trial is further reaching than a court trial. Andrew Lippman, a Washington-based partner with the Bingham McCutcheon LLP, said in an interview yesterday that this action is the first time since 2002 that the FCC has moved to bring a communications merger to a hearing before an agency judge. A hearing could go on for 6 to 12 months, Lippman said. It's certainly a significant obstacle and roadblock, but the chances of AT&T simply giving up on the merger plan is unlikely because it will cost them a lot of money either way. AT&T has agreed to pay Deutsche Telekom, I probably said it wrong, Deutsche Telekom, a breakup fee of $3 billion, and if y'all are, I'm so sorry, $3 billion, as well as Spectrum if the deal falls through, for a total of as much as $7 billion. Andrew Gavel, an antitrust professor at Howard University School of Law in Washington, said too much money remains at stake for it to concede defeat and drop the deal. They've locked themselves in to take it to the mat. All right, so apparently we're going to be following this for a while, so stay tuned. We'll tell you what happens. AT&T, your Time Warner service? Sucks. I don't like you.
AT&T's not with Time Warner.
Are they not with Time Warner? AT&T,
no.
Time Warner.
No. AT&T is one, and then Time Warner, so they're separate. AT&T sucks off on their own, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have your service at all. I had your phone.
Yeah, their phone service. Their phone service sucks.
Yes. Your cell phone service. It sucked.
Worst customer service 7 years running.
Yes, I would like to say I didn't even have reception in my own house half the time. But you know what? I switched to Verizon. I'm paying half as much. I get better service. And their customer service is wonderful. I take my phone down there if I have any issues. They fix it right there on the spot. It's beautiful.
Yeah, now that's one thing I did have to fuss at a cousin about yesterday. She is with AT&T. She has an iPhone. And her phone bill, she said, was $300.
Yes.
And she says, and I'm staying with AT&T because I called them and they fixed it. And now my phone bill is not, you know, $300. I says, you know, the problem there is your phone bill should have never been that much in the first place. That's why you should leave. You shouldn't have to stop and call somebody to tell them not to charge you for stuff.
Exactly. I'm still going to say my phone bill is still outrageous. I'm paying like $160 a month, I want to say.
That's
true. I know. It's horrible. But at the same time, I've got... It's wonderful.
Well, you got an Xperia, so that was the trade-off. But I'm sure if you didn't have it, you probably would be right with me, with the Virgin Mobile, because me and my $25 a month and unlimited stuff, yeah, I'm very happy.
I looked. Virgin Mobile service did not reach where I live. I live out in the boonies. So.
Correct. Did you get Boost?
No.
Do you have a Walmart, woman?
we have a Walmart here, yes. But they have the little plans, and they showed where the where the area's reached, and I'm right
outside.
Even
Walmart is not in your – their service doesn't reach you either?
Mm-mm. No, what? I'm right on – I'm too far out of town.
How do you how do the people offer you something in your area and then you can't get it?
I don't know, because I was like, really? Because, I mean, because they brought them into town. You told me about your service. I went down there and looked at them. I went and picked up their because they got the little map that shows the area where where it works in town, everything. I am outside that area. Just barely, but I'm outside that area. They're like, you might get reception, but it would be kind of iffy.
That sucks. But yeah, you know, I hear Walmart's phone service is actually pretty good. They have good pricing. So if Virgin Mobile ever...
They have wonderful pricing.
Yeah, when they start acting crazy, then I may switch to Walmart. I like theirs, too. Boost is it would be my favorite. I just don't like their phones. Even their quote-unquote want-to-be Android phones are not that great. But, yeah. Anyway. So, I was wanting to tell you guys about Skype. Skype, your commands are showing.
Yeah.
So last night, I actually stumbled across this story. No, this is a Gamer Girls Radio exclusive. You will find this nowhere else. You can go look if you like. That's right. Last night, I am talking to a former GGR alum. Hello there, Mistress Annie. And I typed in a word, and I'm not going to tell you what that word is, because Skype is really, they're answering me quickly, which is impressive, but they're being very vague about what they're saying. Basically, when I accidentally typed this one magic word, a list of commands popped up on my screen that she couldn't see, but I could. And it had things like ban from Skype, kick from Skype, find out who's this person. It sorts of things like that, which they're saying, well, the other person can't see it, so it's fine. But and of course, their response is that it's normal. Let me read you their last response that they sent to me.
Normal?
Yes. Said, please note these commands are only applicable to do tasks for your Skype account and not for the whole Skype software. And then he of course, the rep, of course, laid out one command, which is kick somebody from a chat. But that one, yes, makes sense. Obviously, if you start the conversation, you have the ability to kick someone out.
Yeah.
But the ban part, the find, the lookup,
did it actually work? Were you able to use any of the commands?
I don't want to, because I don't want my account banned for doing something, but it was interesting. I'm looking for those.
It is an activist kind of thing.
Well, no. I need to keep my game. I may do it on a name that I don't care about. This one's go to admin, get the creator, get the person's role, who is certain Skype name, kick certain Skype name, get guidelines, ban list, allow list, password hint. Clear password, allow, that's the one that's getting me, ban list and allow list, because it doesn't sound like it's specific to you.
Yeah, that does not at all.
So they're not really responding to what I want to hear. So our message to you all out there is be very careful. Keep a very close eye on your Skype name. Because if I stumbled across this by typing one simple word, and it's a normal, everyday word, it's not something out of the ordinary that I don't say all the time. Well, maybe not all the time, but, you know. Well, no, we say it on the show actually quite often. And that's all I'm going to say, because if I go any further about the hint, you'll figure out exactly what the word is. But we say it quite often on this show. To pull up a whole list of commands is kind of scary.
That is crazy. And now I've got to go through and listen to all the words that we say. And yeah.
I'll tell you what it is once we're off.
Wow. But that's a little scary. And you know what? And we've been talking about hackers. And I've had recently a lot of friends having issues with their Skype accounts being stolen.
Well, with this, they can certainly find you with these specific commands. And I mean, and now it's easy for them, like I said, what they're saying is it's specific only to your account, only to your conversation. But I was asking, can it be used for somebody else? And that's where they're being just a little bit vague. They're not saying you can't.
Makes me think that maybe it can.
Yeah. And maybe they just don't want to say it. Maybe I'm not phrasing the question properly. Don't know. But it still made me extremely nervous. This is not something that I even knew was there. It's not like when you sign up for Skype, they say, you know, you can use these commands. It will be something you have to stumble across by accident. So.
And this is why I do not talk to people on Skype that I do not know, at least somewhat. If I can't track you down in some game that I'm playing and kick your butt all over the place, yeah, I'm not talking to you.
Y'all be careful. So Jay says, so the word is cut, link, or boobs. It might be. I'm not saying. And normally we are blabbermouths, but see, the thing is, I'm not going to tell somebody something that's going to give them ability to possibly control me even. So that's why we're not telling you what the word is. I'm going to be like, if you type in timeline, people are going to start typing in timeline. No, people, that's not what it is. But you guys, just be very careful. Keep an eye on your Skype accounts and watch who you're talking to. Don't give out your information. You know the standard fare that we tell you here. Anyway.
Yes, and I already tell you.
Got time for one more before break. Do it.
All right. Not too much news this morning, so I'm going to go with something I think is kind of funny. It's not really news, just amusing. I'm pulling this from the Yahoo tech section and the gaming section. Chuck Norris stars in World of Warcraft commercial.
I saw that, and I meant to mention that.
Yeah. Chuck Norris, he of Roundhouse Kick, Texas Ranger, and Internet Meme fame, is World of Warcraft's newest celebrity advocate. I thought he'd already... one. I guess not.
No, that's
tea. Oh, yeah, that's right. The World of Warcraft may have dipped from its 2010 high of 12 million subscribers. 10 million remain on the books, and there's a new Mists of Pandaria expansion in the pipeline. You drop 2 million because your game sucks nowadays. Please fix it. Thanks. Meanwhile, a host of subscription-only games have returned, free-to-play DC Universe Online and Lord of the Rings Online among them, with Star Trek Online making the switch in January 2012. Warcraft 3-influenced League of Legends is buoyant. Anticipation builds for NCSoft's upcoming titles Blade and Soul and Guild Wars 2, and Trion Worlds is pleased with the progress of its newcomer Rift. By the way, Trion, I'm still waiting for a press account, thanks.
They can keep it. I'm not a fan of Rift.
I'm going to play. Perhaps most significantly, Electronic Arts is preparing Star Wars The Old Republic for a December 20th launch and has been specific about its desire to woo disenfranchised WoW players. Ballot, by the way, I got a weird email from somebody who's saying that it's them for a beta, but I don't believe it. Anyways, so watch your accounts, people. Previous advertisement campaigns for World of Warcraft have seen Mr. T, Jean-Claude Van Damme, William Shatner, Ozzy Osbourne, and Vern Troyer backing the game. Other actors to appear in recent video game commercials include Robin Williams for Nintendo's Legend of Zelda series, Sam Worthington for Avatar, and Sam Worthington of Avatar and Termination Salvation in Modern Warfare 3's live-action trailer, and Cal Penn from Kumar and Harold and Kumar and Dr. Kuttner in House for Rayman's Origins.
Why is there not one single woman?
I know.
Not one.
Felicia, really? Come on. She's awesome.
And she's already in World of Warcraft. If you just stick her in a... Good God.
Yes. Yes, that would be awesome. Get me PvP girl. Seriously.
Well, she's a celebrity, so she's a celebrity geek. But if they were going to get a bigger celebrity, why did you not... grab a
Lady Gaga or you know
what, that would have been hilarious. Lady Gaga doing a World of Warcraft commercial is perfect.
I could so totally see her doing one with a little goblin girl dancing around, and I could so totally see it.
Although I tend to frown upon them sticking celebrities in, but it would be,
by the way, if they'll use my idea, I'm suing you.
All right, it's time for a break on that note.
It was my idea first. Don't you dare.
Okay. This next one's going out to my grandmother, who's going to be the newest Dead Island fan. I told Ginger before the show, I told my grandmother she's coming to visit. We're going to play Dead Island. She said, what's that? I said, it's got zombies in it. She said, let's do this. So, yeah.
I want your grandma. I'm so jealous. Why did I end up with a cool grandma?
That's good.
I'm moving in with Corey. She's got cool people.
It would seem. All right, guys, you know where to find us. April's Radio, GameAndAtrix.com. We're everywhere. I got to get into a game this weekend. I'm feeling it. Do you feel it? The cold is making me want to
do it. I do. Ooh. Like I said, I think I'm going to, since most of the rush is over for today for shopping, I'm going to go and see what I can find. I need something. I just don't know what.
Well, I am planning. I'm going to tell you what I'm planning. As soon as this show's over, I'm going to get lunch because I'm going to stay away from the stuffing. And then I'm going to come back here, and either I'm walking into Fallen Earth or APD, and that's what I'm doing for the rest of the day, with my crochet in hand. Because I got blankets for homeless. And for myself, of course.
I got a thing that I gotta do in a game in a little bit. But then after that, I think I'm gonna drag a friend over. A friend to go see the new Twilight.
You know what? I'm done with you.
Twilight, really? I've seen all the others. I might as well. I read the books with my little sister, so.
Did you like the movie better than the books?
I always enjoy the books better. But the movies were actually not bad. They didn't actually they didn't actually diverge, I guess, too much from the books. They were pretty similar, unlike a lot of other movies that you see other books you see turned into movies. They often go off the deep end, like True Blood. I love my True Blood, but it does not follow the book at all.
Well, Charlaine said that they wouldn't, much like The Walking Dead is a graphic novel, and some parts of it follows and some doesn't. But if I'm doing one, I usually won't do the other. So I read all the Twilight books because that was during Hurricane Ike when the first one was coming out. And I read all of them within a week, and then I went to see the movie, and I was disappointed. I think they made things move too quickly. They didn't give me the dramatic...
Yes. You know, a lot of people don't want to sit through the three-hour movies, and that's fine. But you know what? I would pay a little bit more to sit through the full three-hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
Make a shorter version that's cut down for everybody else who is too ADD from God knows what to watch, and then charge us a little bit extra to give us the full, complete cut, 3 hours. I want to follow everything.
You just reminded me. So, I meant to say this while we were doing the live show, but I didn't. I'm sorry, guys, but did you know? And Ginger, this is one of them weekends you need to have cable, girl. Guess what I'm getting?
What are you getting?
All three Lord of the Rings, back-to-back, uncut, starting at 7 o'clock tonight.
That's very nice. Yes, somebody is going to end up being stuck to their chair tonight.
That would be me.
I own all the DVDs. We do that every once in a while. We all get together and we sit down and we have just a big old Lord of the Rings all-day fest.
Girl, it's going to be running all weekend. I can just come in and just leave and just sleep and wake up and then, oh, I missed that part. I'll catch it in the next round. Oh, my God.
That is nice. That is so nice.
I didn't get all the DVDs because I was waiting for so long for them to put it in a nice box set, but it took too long. Much like Harry Potter, I was waiting. I bought two of them at Sam's thinking, you know, I'll get the rest later, and then I was like, I'll wait. And, I'm probably going to sell those two and then double back and just buy the whole bunch because you got to watch it from beginning to end, all the little nuances and touches. And I haven't read any of those books. I'm waiting. Well, I meant to get some when, Borders was going out of business, but all they had was the Deathly Hallows left. That was it. You all cleaned out the Borders. It was hurtful.
Wow.
It was dust on the shelves when I went to Borders. Ugh. Did manage to grab a Scott Pilgrim novel, so that was good.
Ooh, that's always fun.
The Scott Pilgrim novel. And just for the record, people, don't give that novel to any children. I did not realize. I don't know why it didn't occur to me. Kids and I, you know.
It didn't occur to you that Scott Pilgrim would not be for kids.
Yeah, I got yelled at. Dad's a lesbian, so I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I didn't even know.
That is hilarious.
Was it in the movie?
I love you, Corey. I love you.
I'm sorry. I'm real sorry. I won't.
Oh, what is this?
It's my turn. Okay, you people, more Cyber Monday things on live. Oh, wow. Okay, that was weird. Okay, so on live it was offering some crazy things going on over the weekend, and you should probably still be able to take some advantage of some of these things. The pioneering on-demand cloud gaming giant, yes, I'm calling them giant, take that, Origin, is offering all users a free 5-day rental of both Homefront and Red Faction Armageddon during its Fragfest promotion that was just this past weekend. In addition, you can buy your first full online game for just $1. An offer that includes even the recent titles like Batman Arkham City, L.A. Noire, which I am hurting because I missed that, and Saints Row the Third. Of course, OnLive is still new. They just launched June 20th of 2010. They're attempting to revolutionize the way that games are distributed and played. All online games play instantly on demand over the internet via a small browser download on almost any PC or Mac, or on an HDTV via the OnLive game system. No disc, no download, and no high-performance computer required. I like that right there. Means I can play it even on this raggedy laptop. Okay.
Yes, fair enough.
as well as offering you a place to instantly play the latest titles on live, of course, provides some unique community features, such as including a spectator mode, which allows you to watch and stalk and comment on hundreds of games being played. I should not have said stalk. Some of you are going to be like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. OnLive also currently has Android and iOS clients that support the spectator mode and is planning on rolling out a full gaming service on this device, on these devices just this fall, alongside a tablet-compatible wireless dual-analog controller. And I'm going to be so on the iPad in the corner playing me something. Oh, my God. Oh, that's hot. Okay, so additional deals will be announced on the OnLive website, onlive.com, as well as their Facebook and their Twitter throughout the weekend. Why do I keep thinking the weekend's over? It's going on now. Duh, Corey, going to be going on now, you guys. I'm buying something. A dollar, Ginger? Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so, of course, they have 175 games. And if you haven't tried online service now, of course, would be the good time to do so. Your experience with the service will depend a lot on the quality, of course, of your internet connection. They don't charge you to sign up, and they have hundreds of games available to instantly demo. So you can just try it out. Definitely worth trying out. I'm going to test it out on the laptop just to see if how good it is. If this laptop can run it, I'm going to be a happy chick.
Yes, yes. All right, this is... sort of. All right, we're all geeks here. Some of us will find this more interesting than others. It's not technically about a game, but I'm sure one will soon follow. Star Trek sequel release sealed. Yeah, so I'm pulling this from, don't kill me, Perez Hilton. The highly anticipated Star Trek sequel will be causing euphoric happiness for Trekkies a little sooner than expected. Thanks to Singularity being pushed back, the new Star Trek film will release in theaters May 17th of 2013. The sequel, which will be in 3D, is being directed by J.J. Abrams. Yeah. All right, so this is kind of awesome. A new Star Trek. All right, so that was short. I'm actually going to grab one that has to do with gaming now. I'm sorry, I just had to mention that because, yeah, Star Trek. I'm a geek. Y'all love me. Y'all love me.
Woo! That's your background sound effect.
I love you, Corey.
And I'm not even a Trekkie, but my mother was. I know that freaking, oh, God, I hated that. I
watched that every night when I was a little kid. Every night I watched that. It was that, and then I think it was MASH directly after. Maybe it was MASH, and then
yes. Oh, God, stop you making my head hurt. Oh, I hated my mother for that. I hated her for that. I don't watch any more MASH. She was a soldier.
I loved MASH.
Oh, my mother was a soldier. I heard about MASH. That's not how they would do it. Look at how they're holding that gun. Okay, you know what? Stop.
All right, so Mama Camps Out enters a new dimension on handhelds today with the arrival of two new Cooking Mama releases. Hold on, I'm going to lose my voice. Seriously, weather stopped changing. It was 80 yesterday. Today, I'm freezing. Oh, and I lost my story. There we go. 505 Games, an international publisher of video games, today announced that Evergreen Favorites children's character, Evergreen? I think they meant everyone's favorite children's character, Cooking Mama, returns in two new video game releases available today. Cooking Mama 4 on the Nintendo 3DS and Cooking Mama World Outdoor Adventures on the Nintendo DS.
No, I'm not listening. La, 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 la.
For the first time, players can have fun with Mama in 3D. Cooking Mama 4 for Nintendo's 3DS handheld system uses the 3D functionality of the platform in moderation, providing a visual reward to players for tasks completed within the game. In this way, fans of all ages can enjoy the latest Mama offering and the amazing 3D benefits of Nintendo's new system. In other words, everybody's kind of finally figuring out that this whole 3D system, don't get me wrong, Nintendo, I love you, but your system is kind of meh. The game also takes advantage of many of the unique features, seriously, gave me a headache, features of the Nintendo 3DS, including the wireless function, enabling up to four players to play simultaneously. Cooking Mama 4 has over 200 new culinary mini-games, and players can also now get domesticated and help Mama in a selection of household-based activities, such as doing the washing up or taking out the rubbish. Players can also customize Mama's outfit, accessories, and even their own kitchen appliances. Meanwhile, outside the kitchen and on Nintendo DS, Mama and her family are in adventurous spirits with Cooking Mama World Outdoor Adventures. Mama, Papa, Ichigo, and Ringo have gone camping. Explore Adventure Island in over 100 mini-games, over 38 stages with various traps, quests, and treasure to find. Collect fish, animals, and all manner of creepy crawlies to complete the family camping picture book and become queen of the great outdoors. The Cooking Mama games are the jewel in the crown of our kids and family games lineup, says Ralph Pitt Stanley, General Manager UK and Export at 505 Games. It's incredibly exciting to be able to offer not one but two fresh takes on the Cooking Mama gameplay experience this holiday season, ensuring Mama fans get great choice and fun gameplay wherever their handheld choice. All right, so again, this is out today. They gave me no prices, but I do have the logos and I think a actual trailer up on GameAndAtrix.com this morning, so check that out.
I'm sorry, I was over at On Live checking out the stuff. They're going to win me over. You know, I can't say they're going to win me over with the cloud gaming. I was at GameTap for some years, so. Well, this is probably going to be one of our last stories, but I had to share this with you because you're like, oh, I can't believe this. Would you pay $1,000 for a virtual anything? Would you do it?
Well, yeah, maybe.
$1,000 for a virtual spaceship, Ginger?
A virtual spaceship?
Yes.
Probably no. No. I know I was looking at some.
I was about to cut you. Okay. According to VentureBeat, in the world of free games, there's a theory that a small number of players are willing to spend large amounts of money on the games they love. These players are rather unflatteringly referred to as whales. That's just not players. That's also what they use, people who con people. Anyway, Dark Orbit players recently helped demonstrate this whole whale therapy when 2,000...
Therapy?
I'm sorry, theory. They need therapy. with 2,000 of them each, splashing out 1,000 euros. equivalent of $1,335 USD on a rare virtual space drone, which can be used to gain a competitive advantage in the game. While some developers shy away from the sale of big game-changing items, preferring to offer premium features with optional subscriptions, Big Point are embracing the fact that some players will spend big in order to improve their performance.
Oh my God!
Thanks to the 4-day space sale drone, Big Point netted. Get this. About $2.67 million in extra sales revenue from you idiots out there.
Loving crap.
Dark Orbit, of course, is a space-based, massively multiplayer online game in which your spaceship can be supported in combat by drones. There are different levels of drone, ranking up to the 10th drone, which is a very rare Zeus drone. The usual means of obtaining the Zeus drone is to collect all 9 previous drones and then obtain blueprints in order to make it in the game. When Big Point put this limited number of Zeus drones up for sale at a quite staggering price for a virtual item, 2,000 of you crazy, maniacal idiots happily said, yes, I'm calling you an idiot. You could have done something else much more worthwhile with your $1,000. You stepped forward to pay, and in order to circumvent the otherwise arduous choice of collecting it legitimately, Big Point Games, my hats are off to you. They're a German company specializing in browser-based free-to-play online games, was founded in 2002. It is currently on course to deliver over $267 million in revenue from the sale of virtual goods in its games this year. In April this year.
Waiting for an outcry from people over there.
Yeah. They're not going to outcry. Apparently they want to pay for it.
We do. Big Point. I don't think y'all are another CCP, but, you know, I guess I was wrong.
No, apparently CCP never did this. In April this year, two major private equity firms bought a majority stake in the company from $350 million. You people that bought this are crazy.
That's not the word I was going to go with.
Insane. Idiots.
What were you thinking? People, what were you thinking?
I had to tweet that before our show's off, because now it's time for us to go. All right. So, guys, have a fantastic weekend. Please be safe. Something just popped into my head from an old radio station. If you drink like a fish swims, don't drink and drive. I don't know why that popped into my head, but somebody out there need to hear it, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. Some of you people out there are nuts.
Yes, be careful. Oh, enjoy drive. Games. And if you are down for some on-live playing this weekend, let's do this. I'm about to play as soon as I go get my lovely Wendy's something. I need to get a salad. I have to. My arteries are clogging as we speak. Oh, we need music, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Ah, this will make you feel better.
Guys, my thing. And it was a girl.
I'll take you for a ride. I'm a garbage truck. Oh no. I take you to the dump. Cause you're my queen. Take your town. I show you the sights, you know you wanna ride. I'm a garbage truck. Truck, truck, truck. Well, there's a mansion inside. Drive right through the needle's eye. Oh my. My, 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 my. I got a stereo.
Hey, Jan. I know it's that time again. See you, boys and girls. Mm-hmm.